The poem that I have for you today is one that I had written some time back. I was watching a series and the protagonist was mourning the loss of his grandmother. And these lines simply poured out. But it can be true for anyone who has lost an elder, you know, whom they were really attached to. So here is the poem, No Eulogy, written by yours truly. That day is here, the one I dreaded. Here I stand alone and you lie down. The nights are going to be solitary now, where I stay awake and you lie in eternal sleep. Today is the day I lay you to rest, but alas, there will be none for me. As I arrange your favorite yellow tulips, their radiance pales next to your smiling picture. As I gaze at your restful visage, there is tumult in my heart. The warmth that cocooned me as a child is cold now. It was you and I against the world. I stand alone now, unprotected. No, I won't eulogize you. That would make it real. I will frame you in my heart. You were my whole family. So, no eulogy. No eulogy for you. I have lost both set of my grandparents and my parents. I remember the warmth, the laughter with my grandmothers and my parents. Grandfathers of those times were a little different. At least mine were a little aloof, you know, but not the grannies. Spending time with them were the best days of my life. And I'm sure most of us have had that experience. Let's just hope that we are able in both body and mind to create these memories with our grandkids, to give them the same warmth, the same happiness that we got from our grandmothers or even our parents. On that nostalgic note, let's move on to the one question section. Last week I'd asked you, which exam did the protagonist pass in the first attempt? And the right answer is Bank Probationary Officer's Exam. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudha ji. But that was not the only thing she sent. She also sent me a poem. A poem that echoed similar thoughts. Here are a few lines that really, really resonated with me and almost made me laugh and cry and groan at the same moment. They are so true that it's not even funny. This is how things used to happen then. And I'm not really sure we have made any progress since then. So here is how those lines go. The matrimonial ads of grooms always demanded a fair-skinned, convent-educated, homely girl who must have a good job too. There are many shades of dark and fair in India, and perhaps all over the world. Very dark, dark, dusky, wheatish, half fair, fair, and very fair. Mind-boggling shade card. Ain't that the truth? Should be educated, should be homely, should have a job, should look after the family. Oh my God, that list was endless. But I hope things are changing now. At least, what was that ad? Those fairness cream ads, at least they have stopped. Hopefully, one day, Dusky will be deserving right from the beginning. Right, Daisy? Okay, now let's move on to the one question for this week. What type of flowers did the poet arrange next to the smiling picture? And now you know, sending in your answer is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram. My handle is Shweta's Basket. Or you can email me at shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And that brings us to the end of this episode. And I'm sorry I'm not able to add an intro or an extra to this episode. because my laptop has crashed and the backup that I thought I had taken on a separate hard drive was not as recent as I had thought it to be. Well, we'll see for the next episode, but as of now, please bear with me. Until we meet again on the air next Friday, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off.